Good afternoon. Thank you, Senator Maker, Representative Kamega, and fellow members of the Marine Resources Committee. My name is Representative Lydia Bloom, and I represent the coastal portion of the town of York. I am here today to introduce LD 68, an act to implement an owner-operator requirement in the scallop and sea urchin fisheries. Maine's lobster industry is held up internationally as a model of a sustainable fishery. Much of this is due to the owner-operator system for license holders. It has given the lobstermen a real stake in the stewardship of the fishery and prevented large factory ships or fleets of smaller ships with one owner from being involved in the fishery. Other Maine fisheries, in particular the scallop and urchin fisheries, would benefit greatly from using the owner-operator structure, and that is what this bill is designed to do. Apparently, the Department of Marine Resources feels the same way, because later today you will hear a bill from them, LD 1380, with the same title. But just because the titles are the same and there are several similarities does not mean that they are the same bill. There are also important differences between the bills. I'm going to use the rest of this testimony to point out these similarities and differences. The owner-operator requirement is a similarity. They both create an owner-operator requirement for the scallop and sea urchin, the dragging fisheries, by mirroring the vessel limitation language found in lobster statute. A vessel cannot be used to drag for scallops or sea urchins unless that vessel is owned by the license holder and the license holder is present and the vessel is named on the owner's license. Or a family member of the vessel owner holds a scallop or sea urchin dragging license and is present on that vessel. Individual exemptions to this. Both bills also provide the same exemptions for individuals, whereby the commissioner, upon a written request, can authorize a person to drag temporarily from a different vessel when illness, an inoperative vessel, or sale or foreclosure of a vessel prevents a license holder from using his or her vessel, or that of a license-holding member. The differences between the bills. Grandfathering. The department's bill does not provide for any grandfathering of existing license holders who would not meet the owner-operator requirement. This bill does provide for grandfathering in the following ways. One, existing business relationship. If a current license holder would not meet either the owner-operator or family-owned requirement, i.e., a family member must be a license holder, own the vessel, or be on board, they would still be able to fish from a vessel if they can document that they dragged from the same vessel and had landings on that vessel in 2015, 16, and 17 seasons. Two, if current license holders cannot meet the vessel ownership or the business relationship requirements, they can get a license issued each year for the purpose of maintaining their eligibility for a license, but they cannot fish until they meet the owner-operator requirement. Rulemaking. The department's bill changes the department's rulemaking authority for creating a limited entry system for the scallop fishery from major substantive rules to routine technical. This bill leaves rules as major substantive, but requires the department to submit provisionally adopted rules to the legislature by January 2018. I thank you for your consideration. I look forward to working with you all to craft an owner-operator bill that will work for all of us concerned. I also need to leave in a few minutes, and I'm going to be followed by Mr. Brian Thomas, who is very intimately aware of this bill and will be able to answer any specific questions if I don't have time to. But in the meantime, I will take any questions that you have.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions from the committee members? Representative Toole.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would you mind speaking to the issue of a lottery when you see that playing out? Do you see that as being part of this legislation? Did you want to weigh in on that?
I'm a little hesitant to weigh in on the lottery provision. I don't feel I can speak to that in a more informed way.
Representative Devin.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much, Representative Bloom. I have a question about the family model. So this would, your bill, LD 68, would allow families that have been fishing together, if you have a father that owns the boat and then he has a daughter or son or whomever, however the family is defined, and they've been fishing together, are they subject to that having had to fish the last 3 years, shown landings together the last 3 years?
If you have a family member who has had the same kind of dragging license that you have, you can list that family member's boat if you do not have one of your own, as long as the family member who owns the boat is present on the boat when you are dragging.
Okay, and one more question. It's a follow-on. So is this stipulation only for existing relationships? What about when the father turns into a grandfather and the son turns into a father? Is there the potential for that family relationship to survive through generations?
I believe that it's, well, as long as you have dragged in the same boat and had landings in the past 3 years and will continue to designate that boat on your license renewal for 2018 and beyond. So I guess that is yes.
Thank you.
But I'm deferring because I just want to make sure I answer that correctly. And Brian Thomas can probably answer that. I would like to ask you to ask him the same question, please.
I'll do that.
Any other questions from the committee? Thank you, Representative.
Thank you.